Hey, welcome. Today we're building a thick, brooding atmosphere bed for dark rollers in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through a beginner-friendly, practical workflow so your tracks feel cinematic and rolling without sacrificing kick and sub clarity. Keep Live 10 or 11 open. Load a drum rack or a rolling brake at 174 BPM, and let's get moving. Lesson overview. In this session, you'll create three complementary atmosphere layers: a core pad for body and movement, a textural grit layer for character, and a high shimmer layer for air. We'll use only stock Ableton devices: Wave Editable or Simpler, EQ8, Saturator, Auto Filter, Grain Delay, Redux, Reverb, Compressor, Utility, and set up shared return effects and sidechain so the Atmo supports the groove rather than masking the low end. I'll also give coach notes on gain staging, CPU tips, arrangement ideas, and a short practice exercise you can finish in 20 to 40 minutes. Preparation. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM and load a simple two-bar rolling drum loop with a solid kick, so you can hear how the Atmo sits with the groove. Create these tracks: a MIDI track for your pad, two audio tracks for texture and shimmer, a returner for reverb, a return B for delay, and a sub-mono or dedicated low track for the mono-low technique. Play the drum loop on repeat while you design. Layer 1. The core pad. Create a MIDI track and load Wave Editable. If you don't have Wave Editable, use Operator or Simpler. For a dark pad sound, start with a saw-type waveform. Set oscillator 1 Wave Editable position around 25-40% to keep it darker. Add a second oscillator pitch down by 7 or 12 semitones for weight, and attune slightly, around 0.04-0.12. Add a low-pass filter at 24 dB per octave and place the cutoff roughly between 400 and 800 Hz. The exact point depends on your key and the bass. Set the amp envelope with a slow attack, about 60 to 150 milliseconds, and a long release between 800 and 1500 milliseconds so the pad breathes. Add a small filter envelope amount, maybe 0.1 to 0.3, and a very slow LFO, about 0.03 to 0.25 Hz, modulating either the filter cutoff or Wave Editable position for movement. Now add a device chain after the synth. First, EQ8. High pass at around 30 to 40 Hz to remove sub rumble, and if the pad is muddy, gently dip 200 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB. Next, saturator. Set drive to around 2 to 4 dB, enable soft clip mode, and set dry slash wet in the 30 to 50% range for warmth. Add auto filter with a cutoff somewhere between 600 and 1500 Hz, keep resonance low, and enable its LFO at a slow rate, something like 0.05 to 0.2, with a small modulation amount to make the pad breathe. Optionally, add a glue compressor with a slow attack of 30 to 50 milliseconds and medium release so you get about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction for glue. Send about 12 to 25% of the pad to return A, your reverb. Quick practical summary for the pad: slow attack, slow release, LP filter around 500 Hz, HP at 30 to 40 Hz on the EQ, saturator drive around 3 dB, and auto filter LFO at about 0.08 Hz. Keep the pad's peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB to leave headroom. This audio version is shortened for playback.